Hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with Commissioner DeSilva. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
And here is one of the greatest, most wonderful, beautiful places in the world. We're in Central Park. We're at the Belvedere.
Bethesda Terrace.
I meant to say Belvedere. Yes. I guess I was thinking up that
away. There is a castle, Belvedere, but this is Bethesda Terrace.
And this is the Bethesda Terrace, which was the first statue that was created by a woman. Here in Central Park, and everybody knows, have been doing our shows over in the band shell right behind this. And you're doing a great job.
The parks are
looking spectacular. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We want to make sure New Yorkers have great public spaces they can enjoy, connect, and just have a good time.
So you must be enjoying this job, right?
Yes, I call myself Commissioner of Happiness. We bring health and happiness to the public, so I have a good time. We're in our parks all the time, and you see how much people enjoy themselves.
So are we up to more than $25 million a year coming into the parks?
Oh, in Central Park, we're over $40 million. In all of our parks, we have 130 million visits a year to our parks. That tells you both New Yorkers and tourists love New York City parks.
Uh-huh. And it takes also, in addition to, I just talked to Anthony Salmon this morning because we're doing our Peace Day events. That's what we do over here, and we do them also in Times Square where you have the Father Duffy Park. And it's always been comfortable to work with your group. You do a great job.
Thank you. We want to reflect, I joked around and said Commissioner of Happiness, but it's our goal that parks really are about health and happiness, and we want that reflected in our employees, and they do. They make sure that they're here to have a good time. Everything about parks is happy and fun, and we want to reflect that in our customer service.
And you have great tennis courts here. There's everything in this park,
from fields, there's tennis courts, you name it, it's everything but a golf course, but everything else is here. Ice skating rinks, pools, we have it a lot here in this park.
So now the Dragon Boat Festival is held at the Flushing Meadow Park, where I think the original place for the United Nations and the World's Fair.
Correct.
And what's the feeling about how that park is going over the years?
Oh, well, right now is probably our biggest investment of any park in the city is happening in Flushing Meadow Corona Park, well over $200 million of improvements that are going in there. And so we're very delighted that we're now going to be able to host the 26th annual Dragon Boat Festival. The park is looking wonderful. We're so glad we're here to kick it off. And that weekend in August, the first weekend, is amazing to see the color, the energy, the enthusiasm. And so we're so pleased to host the 26th annual Dragon Boat Festival.
It's a great honor to speak to our commissioner. Two quick questions, last ones, if that's okay. What's good news for you?
Good news for me. We got one of the largest budgets ever in park history. Our budget now is over $500 million, and so to me that's great news. And with that, we got an increase of $12 million so that we can now clean parks, our major parks, on weekends for the first time in history. So I'm very delighted that our parks not only look good, but they'll be cleaner throughout the summer and beyond. So I'm very excited.
There's going to be one last question, but before I say that, a great place to volunteer. The parks has magnificent, actually I used to be on the executive committee back when I was with Channel 13, and used to have something called You Gotta Have Park.
Right, now we have It's My Parks Day. We encourage New Yorkers to come out, whatever park, they can go on our website, get active, get involved, and help volunteer to care for our parks.
Last question, because we're so involved with the International Day of Peace, and as I say, we've been doing our peace events here at the band shell for 14 years, Times Square, and so on and so forth. So I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? I'm asking you, Commissioner, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means the certainty that everything is going to go well and that we'll care for each and every individual on our planet.
Good man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.